An American Viewpoint 2.
As a child, I sometimes attended potluck parties. I always found it interesting to see and try what the other kids' mothers or fathers made to bring to the party. Most of the potlucks I attended growing up were picnics in the summertime for my baseball team or when I was a Boy Scout, or family holidays such as Thanksgiving or Christmas. It was pretty rare to attend the kinds of potluck you mention, just among friends in college. Not that I think that this is a bad idea, but it may be more regional, or it may be that I was simply too busy studying and working. Potlucks are certainly one way to share the cost of hosting a party. But, for the people involved, it is sometimes a hassle. If you are a poor cook, or if you simply don't have the time, you may be forced to go to the supermarket and buy something to take. That seems to me a bit to defeat the purpose. And of course, if you are the kid whose parents are working and are too busy to participate, you might be at the party alone and with something from the store, leaving you open to ridicule and teasing by the other kids. As adults, perhaps this is less of a problem so long as you can cook. The other potential problem is if everyone brings the same kind of thing. Generally, the host makes a main course, such as a turkey or a ham. The guests bring other things, a salad or a dessert. But what if there are six people and they all bring desserts? I've always wondered about that. Personally, I would be in heaven with six desserts. But I don't think that is what most people are expecting at a potluck. For students in Japan, having an occasional potluck party may be a good idea. It is cheaper than going out to an izakaya, and as you've said, students can get to know each other better. And if you share the experience with the international students, you may get to try something new that you've never had before. I'd recommend students give a potluck party a try.